This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Mrs. Renee Morrison, coordinator of Jacksonville State University's Field Schools program. She's here to talk about educational opportunities for students, teachers, and the public. Let's listen in.
Renee, what do you see for the field school in the near future?
I see a lot of synergistic change coming for the field schools. Currently, JSU Field Schools has two components. We have the Little River Canyon Field School in the north part of Alabama, and the Talladega Mountain Longleaf Field School in the southern part, or maybe the middle part of Alabama. This basically means that we present programs in a corridor from the deepest canyon to the highest mountain in Alabama, from Little River all the way to Cheeha State Park. We've now received about $6.5 million in appropriations through NASA to build the Little River Canyon Center near Fort Payne, Alabama, which will be a partnership between the field schools, National Park Service, and of course, Jacksonville State University. We'll have an interpretive center, we'll have natural history exhibits, performance areas, and miles of trails that will link DeSoto State Park with Little River Canyon National Park. Recently, we received an additional $800,000 to build the Talladega Mountains Longleaf Field School near Highway 78 in Alabama on the Cleburne County line. This will be a partnership with the United States Forest Service, and we'll have also an exhibit hall, performance areas, and we'll be able to work with the public to offer all sorts of outdoor recreational programs. Now, in doing so, Jacksonville State University will be able to offer a variety of programs, including hikes and the arts and children's programs and immersion programs from Northeast Alabama all the way down to Cheeha State Park.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.